to Lawrenceville is about how far, do you think?
It's about 10 miles.
Say that again.
About 10 miles. I'm not sure.
And if somebody asks you to go somewhere with him and you're not sure you want to or not, you'd say, I don't know.
I don't know whether I can go or not.
And if your daughter didn't help you with the dishes, you'd say she went off playing instead?
She went out to play instead.
Instead of what?
Instead of washing the dishes.
If a man is funny and you like him, you say, I like him.
Very much.
Okay, or why do you like him?
Because he's so funny.
What's the largest church group we have down here in the South, the largest denomination? Who would you think that is in the South?
Well, it's a Baptist or Methodist.
And if two people became church members, you say they
joined the church.
And in church, we pray to whom?
We pray to God.
And the preacher preaches a...
He preaches a sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide
the music.
And if you like that music very much, you might say,
That music is good.
Or let's say...
It's just grand.
Uh-huh, or very pretty.
Very pretty.
Say, would you say it's beautiful?
Yes.
Say that?
It's just beautiful.
Well, the opposite of God would be the... What? This man with the pitchfork and the tail and the horn.
Opposite of God is the devil.
And what do people think they see at night to frighten them that are all white and go boo? What are those?
Say that again.
Those spirits that are dressed in white and go boo, what would you call those?
Spooks, I reckon.
And if there was a lonely house off on a dark road and people said that they heard strange noises coming from it at night, they would call that what?
A haunted house.
If you were telling somebody that they better put on more clothes because it was getting cold outside, you might say, you better put on a sweater. It's getting
colder outside.
All right. Or you might say this, it's getting
rather cold.
And if a man owns a lot of property, let's say he owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? If you were saying that was a considerable amount of property, you might say that is a... What?
That is an estate. A farm.
All right. Let me explain it another way. What I'm kind of thinking here is another way of saying a good deal of something. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard Right Smart? Or anything like that? Maybe not.
I guess I have.
Have you ever used that? Have you ever heard a phrase like a Right Smart? land or anything like that?
A good deal.
You said a good deal?
Yeah.
A good deal of land? Okay.
A good bit.
Or a good bit. If you wanted to say something more than just yes to somebody, if they asked you if you wanted to go with them, and you wanted to say more than just yes, you might say what?
Certainly. Sure.